advisor JC. So Danielle.
And you guys. Hi, I'm Danielle. I'm a Lyric essayist. Oh, now it's working. I'm Danielle, a Lyric essayist. And to explain that a little bit, it's kind of the embracing of both poetry and prose. Typically, essay is like prose and written in the kind of way, but lyric essay embraces more fragmentary work, and I thought that was especially interesting in communion with the idea of disfragmentation of binary star systems. I work with Professor Vandenis about binary star systems, and stars and planets are usually born through disfragmentation model and things of that sort, or like, that's kind of my rudimentary understanding of it. I'm sure he's probably sitting there like, maybe not exactly, but I just really enjoy that idea, and I was fascinated by it. So here's an excerpt of my work. I also did like a little homemade kind of zine over there, along with kind of more friendly to people with glasses, because it's a pretty small print. So this is a bigger size one that's not a zine, but I'll start. Sometimes I feel like I'm closer to an understanding. A definition starts to make more sense and I can draw a conclusion. This is what brings me closer to a question. When we know the term fully or even partially, we fasten our attention to it. We examine the choices, the context, and the significance. And we ask again, what does it mean? I think fascination in many ways is a deep knowledge. Fascination denotes no answer. It begs no absolute, resounding correctness. Fascination indulges in the pursuit. Fascination with the subject requires a communion, which does not guarantee a familiarity. I could embark on many routes of research and go through many deep internet rabbit holes, reaching many dead ends, and yet a static answer never emerges. I rack up tabs on a web browser full of simplifications and definitions of rudimentary ideas. You may understand a piece, a fragment, of such a larger body of work or of a field. To catalog knowledge is not to embrace it. The true achievement is fascination. Continual communion and indulgence of the stars is the goal. Fascination is the coexistence of the unknowable and the knowable orbiting each other. One reveals something about the other. Fascination is a gravitational pull, circumventing a commonality, a core. We inherently fascinate ourselves with stars through antiquity and now into modernity. We know the stars intimately in this way. We know that expanding our understanding is a task worthwhile. Fascination binds us, tying our lives to stars. Our shared wonder implies significance, hidden poetry, and now we must transcribe it. A mosaic of understanding, poetic mosaics. We humans mine the poetry, we make sense out of cosmic chaos, or maybe is it cosmic order? The sight is so great, it causes madness. After eclipses, the civilization of nightfall falls into disarray. This madness happened once before, but its intensity always leaves no memory, no impression of life before. It is the sight of the stars and their communion in the darkness which sparks such hypnotizing wonder. Its potency strikes such fascination and causes such uproar that the cycle repeats. It implodes the civilization into destruction once more. In the pursuit of answers, you will continue to find that you're wrong. Maybe what you thought isn't quite so, especially when dealing with the universe. When I was pursuing questions to support my own understanding, I often found myself being proved wrong. I felt that the analogy of marriage as a harmonious sacrament fit nearly every binary system. But that's not true. Professor Mendez directed me to the example of white dwarf stars. White dwarf stars, remnants or fragments of the core of the star, don't need companions to live long. It's quite the opposite. The existence of white dwarf stars complicates and shatters the ideal analogy of a stellar marriage. Instead of white dwarfs living in sublime cohabitation with their companions, the two corrupt each other. The white dwarf star operates better solely. Although counterintuitive to what I once believed, it's true. Companions hinder white dwarf stars and cause the demise of the star system. This is reality. There are so many subtleties, so many different avenues for which a star can be born, can live, can die, although it contradicts the poetic implications that humans, including me, view in the stars, it is cemented in fact. We impose patterns, constellations, comparisons, stories. Stars do not reinforce our limited conclusions of their existence. The unknowable constantly insists on redirection of our expectations. That is the most fascinating part. The term stellar marriage does not encompass the entirety of the many variations of binary relationships. Nothing can. These various binary star systems do not fit into perfect analogies or exact comparisons, and yet I am contending with the elusive qualities of these stars. I contend that perfect derivations and understanding is not the ideal, but fellowship and fascination, and absence and presence of